see the brakeman give his signal for the Judgment Day Express. When judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for this land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. There is still accommodation if you wish to come aboard, and the price of transportation you can settle with the Lord. If you kept away from Satan throughout every storm and stress, then I'm sure you'll get your ticket for the Judgment Day Express. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land's happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. And you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express.
And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Hello, this is J.D. Crow from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Yes, following those great gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. We would just like to remind everybody out there that we are still being carried over CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We are also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario on the St. Lawrence Seaway. Also being broadcast over CFRC 119 FM and all points in between. Now, as we welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to share that Orville Prophet was very much respected in the country music scene, as was one of his singing peers, the singing ranger Hank Snow. So much so that Orville recorded a song written by Hank Rivers in tribute to Hank Snow called The Traveling Snowman. So with that mentioned, here's Orville Prophet and that tribute song titled The Traveling Snowman. Then we'll follow with Hank Snow himself and an all-time classic that was on the charts at number one for 21 consecutive weeks back in 1950, and I'm moving on. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour.
We salute the singing ranger from down Nova Scotia way.
From his home down Nova Scotia, he went out and won great fame. Hank Snow, the singing ranger, country music he did reign. Star of the Grand Ole Opry show in Nashville, Tennessee. And he won the hearts of millions as he sang for you and me. Hank was never spoiled by luxury, he fought hard all the way. From a cabin boy to salesman, somehow he made it pay. He worked down round the shipyards and he sailed the deep blue sea. He'd pick and sing with his guitar, just as happy as could be. Yes, another tourist calling him as the snowman moves along. The golden rocket, keep on the rolling, keep those big wheels a-moving on. Hank Snow, the singing ranger, now a legend of our time. And behind that jumbo Martin beats a heart so true and fine. Arizona to Alaska, Alabama and to Maine, old Montana and Nevada, to New York and back again. Yes, he flew across the oceans, the countries that war torn, and he entertained the soldiers in their khaki uniforms. He has a song about the railroad and a song for lovers too, for the Navy and the Army and the one who's feeling blue. If it's the rumble, boogie, twist or jive, Hank Snow can do them all. We'll go see the Grand Ole Opry when the work's all done this fall. Hank now resides in Madison, near Nashville, Tennessee. It's a snowman's home and paradise, he's happy as can be. To his many friends and neighbors, and in countries far away, we salute the singing ranger from down Nova Scotia way.
We salute the singing ranger from down Nova Scotia way.
Mm-hmm.
to love and dad, he ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said, hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free, and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind and put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. He stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada as we pay tribute to the first show of 2025. And this, of course, is the Wayback Country Jamboree coming to you via CFRC 1019 FM. As we send our love down to Peter and Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, for them today, I would like to play an all-time favorite by one of the true legends of the East Coast, Wealth Carter, and Apple Blossom Time in Annapolis Valley. Then we'll follow with another all-time legend of the East Coast, Dick Nolan, the Pride of the East, and a classic called Home Again This Year. We'll wrap up this set with another beautiful East Coast waltz called the Maritime Waltz, which is being sent out to John and Kathy in Guelph, Ontario today. And it's going to be Stompin' Tom Connors in that all-time classic. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my East Coast listeners. Welcome in, friends.
There's a valley leading down from the great Atlantic to the last word where all beauty can be found. Many years I've lived among its beauty splendor, and to all the world I wish this message known. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify, hey, hey, man. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise, there's a place that's dear to me in Annapolis Valley, I should know. It's our little dream house nestled among the hills, silvery moonbeams dancing across the golden blossoms. It brings back those fondest memories to me. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise. Take her away, Slim. Hear that boy play that banjo. Hey, hey, man. Wished I could play like that. When
was falling in Apple's Valley. Sweet perfume from apple blossoms fill the air. There's no other place for me, for I'm so happy, you said it, where Mother Nature has the beauty to compare. Now the chorus, when it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise, I feel like yodeling, odely.
Well, we're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. Our politics have changed, I guess you know. We no longer have that fellow we call Joe. Daddy Frank took over, he's a good PC, and they say he's a fella that sings a lot like me. Well, the RCMP are still here in full force. They're eating sheep and drinking homebrew, of course. The Newfie girls are prettier each day, so I think that I'm in Newfoundland to stay. They lowered our drinking age to just 19. To add to our troubles, now we have Shaheen. Come by chance, we'll flourish, so to say it. But by then, I imagine we will all be dead. Thank God we don't have troubles in our land, like prejudice and the war in Vietnam. Our cigarettes cost more, likewise our beer. So what, please God, I'll still be here next year. We're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. So we're home again in Newfoundland this year.
When the moon gives her light on the harbor tonight, we'll dance the maritime waltz. When the boats are tied in and we're together again, we'll dance the maritime waltz. The fiddles will play and our hearts shall be gay, for tomorrow the sea again calls. So kiss me once more while I am ashore, and we'll dance the maritime waltz. When the moon gives her light on the harbor tonight, we'll dance the maritime waltz. When the boats are tied in and we're together again, we'll dance the maritime waltz. The fiddles will play, and our hearts shall be gay, for tomorrow the sea again calls. So kiss me once more while I am ashore, and we'll dance the maritime waltz. We'll dance to the maritime waltz.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Yes, of course, following those classic East Coast favorites, we're usually at the point of the show where we like to pay tribute to the bluegrass pioneers of old. However, this morning being a salute to one of my all-time favorite pioneers of Canadian Ottawa Valley country music, Mr. Orville Prophet, I'd like to once again remember the music of this true country music Canadian icon of the early days of country music in this country. With that, I would like to also share that these are among my all-time favorites of Orville's, which span from the different periods of his career. Let's begin with Tennessee Sunshine. Then we'll follow with another all-time personal favorite of mine, which Dallas Harms wrote and Orville recorded, titled Leroy Can't Go Home. Then we'll wrap up this selection with a song titled It's Good to Be Back Home Again. With that, I'd like to wish everybody out there a happy Sunday, and thank you for listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree. Good morning, friends.
Just before the sunrise in the morning, I'll be on a highway headed home. Home is just a little bit east of Nashville, where the Tennessee River winds along. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow, Sourwood Mountain, I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you. I worked in the Texas sand of picking cotton, and I tried rodeo late last fall. I worked in a Caterpillar factory in Peoria, Illinois, and traveled Canada east to Montreal. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow, Sourwood Mountain, I got that homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade the traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you. I wonder if the folks back home will know me, since they saw me I've lost 30 pounds. I sure have missed my mama's country cooking and the Sunday singing with dinner on the ground. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow, Sourwood Mountain, I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'd trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you. Lord, I want to hear the rooster crow, Sourwood Mountain, I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you. Lord, I want to hear the rooster crow, Sourwood Mountain.
How does a man go back home to the place he loves best, when the sheriff and the police are hunting him down? How does a man go home? Leroy, he lived across the tracks, a place they call Shantytown,
With a wife and six children, no job could be found. Leroy was wayward bound. How does it feel to know you can't go home to Flora and the children anymore? 'Cause the sheriff and the police, they'll hunt you down. Leroy, you can't go home. In desperation to feed his family, Leroy, he stole a gun. He robbed Andy Clyde, who run the filling station. Now Leroy, he's on the run. Now the sheriff found Leroy hiding down in Baker's Canyon with a pistol still on the run. Drop your gun and give up. Go home to your family. But Leroy, he chose to run. How does it feel to know you can't go home to Flora and the children anymore? Now they buried old Leroy beside Baker's Canyon. Leroy, you can't go home. Leroy, you can't go home.
The handle on the pump don't work too well. The props grow kind of thin. The wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks. But it's good to be home again. Where the robin sings, get ready for the springtime. Where summer means the smell of new mown hay. Where the winter snow means the fireplace will be glowing. And to its crackling melody I hear me say, the handle on the pump don't work too well. The props grow kind of thin. The wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks. But it's good to be home again. But I can talk with the old folks in the evening. And the children's laughter brightens every dawn. Where the preacher comes to dinner every Sunday and tells the prayers he prayed while I was gone. The handle on the pump don't work too well. The crops grow kind of thin. The wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks. But it's good to be home again. Yes, sir, back home where I can taste my mama's cooking every evening. I can walk with Dad to the fields where I used to play. Where I can sit with the loved ones around the table in the evening. And wait for Dad to bless the meal and to hear him say, the handle on the pump don't work too well. The crops grow kind of thin. The wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again. The handle on the pump don't work too well. The props go kind of thin. The wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again.
I'm just singing from Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of tapes that in 1982 were recorded between Bob Gardner and also the legendary Canadian plowboy Orville Prophet. Now, this will be the final selection from these 12-set series of cassettes that were recorded in Edwards, Ontario at Orville Prophet's home. With that, it's going to be some stories of him sharing memories as his first song, but also touring with the man in black, Johnny Cash. With that, following this final selection of memories, we'll hear the classic called I Walk a Lonely Street. With that, let's turn back now to 1982 one last time and visit with Bob Gardner and Orville Prophet.
You know what my first session cost, Declan?
Yeah.
Top Men? $372.
Big money.
Then?
Yes.
Now it would cost you, well, depends on if you use strings or...
It cost you well over
$2,000. Oh, it cost you cost you five. Mm. For a session of 3 hours, and you only can cut four sides, you can't cut five.
No, that would be...
But I was lucky. I always could cut four songs, 2.5 hours. That meant playbacks.
Yeah.
A little break. I was always lucky with this because I always knew my keys. I always had everything, except on the first time. And now, like in later years, I got everything... I knew the keys, eh? One set for me. It's easier too, it saves time.
Yeah.
When it's recording, eh? Mm-hmm. That you're in the middle of a song, because at that time it was not tapes. They were cutting right onto the disc. Eh? And if you stopped spotting, well, it was...
You ruined it.
Go over the, do it again, eh? But the wider the groove, the better the quality. That was what I had. Was,
oh, I see.
The cutting.
Yeah.
In the groove, it looked. And first time I heard the playback, I cried because I couldn't believe the sound that came out of. And that was no electrified instruments, eh?
Right.
There was none of this. Word they could take a word out. They could take a word out of a song, yeah.
Oh, yes.
A good engineer. Mm-hmm. But, there was no amplification, straight mics, and I couldn't believe the sound that came out, but it's all those guys and the engineers on those dials, eh? But now they can make a good singer sound good.
Yeah, they can.
Like if I heard Paul Cohen saying somebody called up about something, he used to take Andrew Jackson, 614 was the room number. And the phone rang steady. I remember this day. It rang, says, "You answered," telling me Paul. I answered it. Well, it wasn't Paul's phone, but you know, I mean, he couldn't get out the door.
Yeah.
Busy.
Right.
And this night, I think the second time around I was recording, but next year, I was in a room alone and he'd give me a pile of acetates about a foot high, a record player. He was cutting Ernest Tubb that night, Paul, in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the record player going. And I like things up, eh? Like to get
right
sound, eh? And I remember the phone ringing, can you... Please, there's a little people complaining it's too loud, eh? Okay. And I had... The song in my hands was ever recorded, I Believe, For Every Drop Rain That Falls.
Right.
I said to Paul, said to me the next morning, did you find any light? I said, yeah. I said, I like My Heart's on the Borderline. I like I Believe. He said, oh, hell, he said, I just promised that to Foley yesterday. But I knew it was it, and I still want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that. Is there anything you like? And that was one song, I Believe. I knew it as soon as I heard it. To myself, eh? Foley, because it was big then, and I was only starting out, so I mean, that's why you got the tune, eh?
So, you were there when Ernest Tubb was recording?
Yeah, well, Ernest, I was in the room listening to the acetates while he was cutting Ernest that night at the studio.
Oh, I see.
Listening for, to get material to cut, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then Audrey Inman wrote some songs, too. What was it, Ted Edlund? Ted Edlund wrote Mademoiselle. It was half a heart. Trying to think of the song I did with Audrey wrote to them. Another Day, Forget Me Not.
Oh, Forget Me Not.
Mm-hmm. Little wee fella, skinny, you know, I mean, it was just a... Well, those old days, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, you were sitting in when history was being made.
Right.
That's right.
And then I remember, I never forget, we're doing the Frolic. It was night, Friday Night Frolic in Farron Young. Come on, oh, it's time and time, Army style. Right? But Farron said, he said, that isn't the way you tie your tie. I was just like that. I said, well, that's the way I do it. So he took it. I remember him tying the tie with the bigger knot. And,
mm-hmm.
And I went and sang a sign on a couple signs on the Frolic that night, Friday. And I guess the opera, and the opera paid me $7. I remember Wolf Carrington, the first time he played the opera, it was $7, and he gave it back. But I don't know. I think right today, if it wasn't for the bus tours, there would be no opera. 99% is bused in. There's 1% of Nashville goes to the opera.
Yes.
That's what I've been told now, and the rest is tours.
Oh, it's the tours that do make it. That's,
sure.
That's quite
and
true.
And you got to book weeks in advance, too, okay? Yeah. They tell me.
You have to book over a year now.
Yep.
Yes.
So.
Or good seats.
But that was the days in the old Ryman. And we used to go in the backstage, you know. That's where you met all the guys. It's just a mass of people just... Everybody.
Yeah, everybody just standing around.
Yeah, and then I had a couple little rooms that went in and they'd rehearse their tunes a little bit. And Grant Turner was the MC, eh? He used to call me Rex all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was all the Rex. Rex.
Right.
Well, I was just talking when I was thinking 58. That's when I got Mademoiselle Johnny Six, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That's when I changed my name.
In 1958, you changed your name.
Well, I didn't. Paul Cohn did it, Decker. Oh. He changed more than mine. He changed Johnny Six, Henry Four, Bobby One, and there was another one. He changed four numbers, and he was, I don't know what was his idea.
You recorded under more than Johnny Six?
Just one name, Johnny Six, but there was a couple of three other artists he named.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah. And see, a lot of people know me with Johnny Six, they don't know Prod.
Yeah.
You know that? That's true.
Well, I remember you as Johnny Six, yeah.
I remember when the first era came out, Johnny Six, everybody wanted me, so.
Yeah.
Even that O.Y. was supposed to be. And I remember that song came out on the pop, it just played every hour on the hour.
Okay, that.
Back in December.
And your first recording as Johnny Six was?
58. In 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And Mademoiselle and Tennessee and Rolling Home. Then a song I cut by Mel Toast wrote for me, Wayne Walker, Forgotten Dreams. And then another one over in the Happy Land. I think there was two or three. Those were three. Can't pick the other one.
Uh-huh.
Then this is when BMI.
Yeah.
Thought I should change my name back to my original name, which is Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
So how long were you known as Johnny Six?
Three records.
Three records.
Well, I'll never forget.
That's 378.
Yeah. And what was it, 78 and 58? Or was it 45?
Yeah, maybe it was 45 now.
I think it just started at 45.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget, I went to Wheeling in January.
January?
Hard Rod Glover called me.
Uh-huh.
I went to Wheeling. Of course, there you go. There's no contract agreement. You can come to go today and leave tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
there's no binding.
Right.
And I used to have my own show. Give me 15 minutes. Eh?
This is a radio show on WWVA?
The Jamboree.
Yeah.
And I used to have a guest on it. Like I was the highest paid, and I was getting $25.
Uh-huh.
Then we used to go over to the Holly Building and work till about 3 in the morning. Friday. Then Cash got hold of me. And that's when I left Wheeling. I went to Cash and tour, I never went by. That's when the brothers that played the bluegrass.
Jim and Jesse?
No. Not Martin. Jimmy Martin was there then.
Louvin Brothers?
No. Kind of a fat Sonny. The Osmond Brothers.
The Osmond Brothers. Oh, yeah.
They were in two. And I never went back. And they said, oh, you come back. And I never went back. I just felt there's nothing here for me. They did a work with Stoney Cooper was there then. And it was Doc Williams.
Yeah.
Al Lone Pine. I thought it was a bigger advantage to go with Cash than this. And so I did. We did all the cars from Canada. Then on Sunday we went across the states. I'll never forget the last day of the tour we were in. We were going to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Saturday afternoon. And as you know, New Brunswick, the laws are very strict. I was riding with Don Helms. Cash was ahead, two black Cadillacs. Cash was ahead, and we're doing the same speed as Cash, following about the middle of the road, 100 feet behind each other. And I could hear the guy, not the first Cadillac, the second one, get hit and stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Helms was driving me. And we had a date next day, Sunday, in Maine.
Oh yeah.
And we were gonna take the car, right? Put it in the pound. The only thing saved us was Don Helms was very mild with the cop, and he pulled out the money. How much can I pay you? How much is it? I think it, and he gave the cop, I think it's $25 then. But they're very strict there. We weren't. It's nothing. It's just because the cop was beating me. We were following Cash. He said, let the first one go, not the first one, the second.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand this. But, oh, what we're going to do tomorrow, we're, you know.
Right.
But we got there. But,
So you actually toured with Cash before the Statler Brothers came along?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very, well, look, when I first recording, there was only one girl singer. He was.
I see.
Uh-huh. The rest of them all came after.
So, what year, or can you put dates on when you toured with Cash?
59.
In 59?
In 60, yeah. And just when Cash, in the Nova Scotian Hotel in Halifax, he wrote the song for me. He said, you son of a gun, I like you. I remember he was kind of half loaded, eh?
Yeah.
And he wrote this tune, I Walk a Lonely Street. He said, this is yours. Take it, cut it. It's your song. Yours, exclusively.
Uh-huh.
I still have it in the safe. I had it wrapped up and carried it so long that it's kind of wrinkled and torn, but I have it. It's writing me.
Yeah.
And that's in 59, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
69, 79, that's 23 years ago. Because one day I figured it's going to be a correct desertum. And I did do it. I sent it to Dallas, words, and Dallas put the music, and I got it. But,
it never took off.
I think they played the other side.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Phil is singing.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Just because a songwriter writes one big hit doesn't mean the next one's going to be a hit.
I wander like a south wind, going nowhere fast. I have no cause or purpose, a dream back in the past. I'm hurting, but I smile for all the friends I meet. The sidewalk may be crowded, but I walk a lonely street. The wind's cold at the corner, but my heart is colder still. And underneath its beating, there is no cause or will. A love that isn't shared can never be complete. I cry, but there's no answer, so I walk a lonely street. All alone on a lonely street. So alone on a lonely street. I call into the darkness a name that's all to be. I think she surely hears it wherever she may be. I only know at the corner where many times we'd meet. But still the isolation, and I walk the lonely street. It's over now, I know it, I cannot carry on. I'm living for a maybe that's over with and gone. But still I cannot grasp it, that I've lost the one so sweet. But in dreams there's consolation, so I walk the lonely street. All alone on a lonely street. So alone on a lonely street. I've never known the number or the block in which I walk. I've never known the hour. There's no one to stop and talk. Only loneliness and worry. No desire to sleep and eat. I'm never in a hurry for to walk a lonely street. All alone on a lonely street. So alone on a lonely street. So alone on a lonely street.
Well, yes, friends, we're coming up on the end of the Wayback Country Jamboree for this Sunday morning, and so before we say so long for this tribute to legendary Overprophet with two of his later recordings, first I would like to mention that the song I've Seen Some Things was a tribute song that was written about his life and career in music. Then we'll follow with another one of the saddest songs that Mr. Prophet ever recorded, and also was his last song from 1982, as far as I can figure out, entitled Little League in Heaven. With that, it was also a minor hit in the Valley area for CKBY. With that, I would like to pay tribute to these classics as this week's Way Back Songs of the Week. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us all home.
Well, you might say I've been around for a long, long time. And I guess I'd have to agree, I've seen some things. Henry Ford's Model T car, silent picture shows, Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, a sleigh ride in the snow. And my first love was a fresh breath of spring, awakened by the melting winter snow. Smile.
I did it all again. I wouldn't change a thing at all. All the things I've seen, all the things I've done, precious moments spent together, friends, I've had some fun. And you know, if I was caught up yonder, I'd have to leave some loved ones here behind. And I'd sure hate to leave, but who am I to say? But I know we'd meet again someday. But I know we'd meet again someday.
Timmy loved playing ball. It was so much fun. But now the season is almost over. More ways than one. For the doctor has said it's just a matter of time before God comes to take this little grandson of mine. So as I sit on his bed and hold his hand so tight, Timmy asked me the same question night after night.
Grandpa, will there be a little league in heaven? Play ball in the sky. Grandpa, if there's a little league in heaven, can I make God's team when I die?
I said, yes, Timmy. I'm sure God needs a player like you. And I bet you make his first team too. For God's been watching how you play here below. Now he thinks you're ready for the greatest team we know. The clouds will be the bases in that park of sky blue, and the angels will be in the sidelines, cheering just for you. St. Peter will be the umpire in every game you play, and I bet you hit a home run out in the milky white way. Now Timmy is gone to be with God up above. I go to his room each night, and I pick up his glove. My eyes fill with tears to think Timmy's gone away. And there in his lonely room, I fall down on my knees and I pray. Thank you, God, for letting us have Timmy for a while. He brought so much happiness, and he gave his reasons to smile. So now, God, give me strength. Help me find relief. And don't let me grow bitter in my time of grief. Reach out and steady me. Don't let go of my hand. And lead me on, Lord, to my seat in heaven's grandstand.
Can I make God's team when I die?
Yes, once again, it's that time in the program. Say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree. And as we say so long to this tribute to none other than the Canadian plowboy, Orville Prophet, I would like to play a little clip from a testimonial dinner back in the day that they did for Orville just before his passing. Here he is in his own words.
As an entertainer, I want to stay Orville Prophet, the down-to-earth guy I've always been for the last 40 years in show business. As long as you want me to record, I'll record.
And in the words of yours truly, if I brought a smile to your face, tear to your eye, or memory to your heart, today on this tribute to the legendary Orville Prophet, forever remembered as Canadian's country plowboy, my time has been well spent. Now, as we play us all home today, I would like to also mention that Orville passed away on January the 4th, 1984, after suffering a heart attack while shoveling snow at his home in Edwards, Ontario. It is said that he suffered several heart attacks over the years, the 1960s into the 1980s. However, the sad truth is that he overworked himself in many ways. Anyway, I would like to pay tribute to him one last time this morning. A classic by Orville that's called God's Hand in Mine. With that, I'd like to say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree. Just to remind y'all that next weekend we will be paying tribute to Elvis Presley in what would have marked his 90th birthday. With that, at the end of this program, I would also like to pay tribute to a man who sadly passed away last week, December 29th of 2024. That was, of course, President Carter. Now, I don't get political on the program, as y'all know, but I would like to pay tribute to him before we say so long for this program this morning with a tribute song titled Take Me Home, My Georgia Moon. And this will be just my little farewell to President Jimmy Carter, the man from Georgia. With that, we'll talk to y'all next weekend. So long for now, friends, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
God's hand in mine, I walk in the sunshine, free from all evil, His blessings to share. With God's hand in mine, my faith shall not falter, for God is beside me as I kneel at prayer. From the valleys, the mountains, and over the sea comes the voices of others like me, giving thanks unto God in His kingdom above, for His blessings, His mercy, His love. The road may be long, but my faith will be strong, for the glory of God is divine. And it's mine if I try, and I'll try till I die, with God's hand in mine. With the God's hand in mine, I walk in the sunshine, free from all evil, His blessings to share. With the God's hand in mine, my faith shall not falter, for God is beside me as I kneel at prayer. From the valleys, the mountains, and over the sea comes the voices of others like me, giving thanks unto God in His kingdom above, for His blessings, His mercy, His love. The road may be long, but my faith will be strong, for the glory of God is divine. It's mine if I try, and I'll try till I die, with God's hand in mine.
And now, in honor of President Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States of America, may he rest in peace.
He was the boy from Georgia, from the small town of Plains to the presidency.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Growing up on a peanut farm in a home with no running water or electricity, he would forge his own path, an outsider determined to take on a corrupt Washington and to try to turn the page.
I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence. But now I feel, you know, that it's in the hands of God.
Southern moon through the glow of neon lights. If that Georgia gal will have me, then I'm on my way tonight. It's a long, long way to Georgia, just a few steps at a time. I'm walking down that highway towards the Mason and line. My stomach sure is empty. It ain't had a thing in days. But the Georgia moon keeps shining, and I'll be there in a day. Dressed in rags one evening late, stumbled up the pathway, and he fell beside the gate. The folks all came a-running, saying Johnny's home to stay. And as she held me in her arms, I could only say,
all this long has been the most wonderful thing in my life.
He's pretty wonderful in my life too.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly highway to that land where joy will never end. I'll fly away.